This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
How we doing out there? We good? Everything good? It is Friday. Bring on the weekend. You guys worked hard this weekend. You deserve to hang out and listen to some Michigan-made music. My name is Adam Hairhawk. I am your host. And on today's show, I have the man, the myth, the legend, Lonnie Ray in studio. He's been on Solid State Radio before with the Brother Stone Show, but this time, he's all mine. We're going to be talking about some of his tunes that he has released recently, Detroit City, Small Town, and a brand new tune, Incredible. You're going to get a sneak peek now before you can download it and have it in your hot little hands in October. He just got here. He and Terry, I'm going to give them a chance to just kind of kick back. You're going to see their smiling faces on Facebook Live, so look for that on the Sessions page or the Solid State Radio page, and make sure you leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we will read them on the air if they're clean enough. In the meantime, let's pay tribute to the man, another legend. Here's Bob Seger on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Right on time. They go to streetlights, bring it on tonight. They got the fire down below. Oh, they got one thing in common. They got the fire down below. Oh, they got one thing in common. They got the fire down below. One, two.
Hey, you're listening to Sessions, Solid State Radio. I'm Alan D. Yangland with 3 Days Dirty. And Adam, Herahawk is badass. Thank you.
Get your hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Get your hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up.
Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV, written by the one, the only, Lonnie Ray. Lonnie Ray is in studio. He's been in the studio a few times, but always on the Brother Stone Show. But this time, he's all mine. Lonnie, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you so much, Adam. Appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Seeing your smiling face on Facebook Live. So if you guys want to leave a comment, question, we'll read them on the air. We've already got one coming through. Amber says, hello, Lonnie.
Hey, Amber. It's good to see you. How are you doing?
Oh, and Amber also says, hi, beautiful Terry, because she's also in there. Janice says, I'm here. Thank you, Janice, for being here. We appreciate you. So the reason why I play 3 Days Dirty Bounce is you wrote this one.
I did. Wrote it years ago, actually. Recorded it and never did put it out, but the guys had heard it, and they kind of wanted to pay homage to me for helping them out. And, I gave them my blessings to record the song, and we went into Bernard Terry studio, and, they cut it, and there it is.
You were telling me some stories from that studio off the record.
Off the record, yeah.
The 3 Days Dirty guys, I mean, that was a fun time.
They were a blast to work with. They really were. Yeah. I mean, ups and downs. I think 2020 and the COVID thing really cut them short on what they really wanted to do.
Yeah.
They had a lot of ideas and a lot of great songs, and a lot of them I helped write for them and produced for them. And I really thought they were going to go somewhere, but I think 2020 just really cut them down a lot. So
we're going to spend some time on, we want to spend the rest of the day on you. So we're going to go into, if it's okay with you, I'm going to do an OG Lonnie Ray tune. An old. Do you remember Lead Is Gonna Fly?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Second Amendment, baby.
Here's Lonnie Ray. He's live in studio. Lead Is Gonna Fly on Sessions on Solid State Radio and that Solid State Radio app.
I was born in the backwoods, carried a gun. I never did no wrong school. Now you wanna come and take my guns? No, son, that ain't cool. It'll be a long way home for you. I wouldn't try. If you come around here knocking down my doors, lead is gonna fly. Yeah. You can pry this gun from my cold dead hands. I don't think my family would understand. Don't be a fool. And there's 10 real good reasons I live in this country. It won't ain't you. Don't go messing with my pride, 'cause I wouldn't lie. No, 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 no. If you come around here knocking down my doors, the lady's gonna fly. It is gonna fly. If you come around here messing with my life, yeah, it is gonna fly. You can best believe you'll see my gun. If you see the flash, it's too late to run. And you won't even have to ask me why. It is gonna fly. You bleed red, white, and blue. The bell in hand just might do. Let's go inside. Revolution's coming, no one see, no one can hide. Go ahead, you stand up on that hill while we decide. Let the people decide, yeah. If you come around here knocking down our doors, lead is gonna fly. Lead is gonna fly. If you come around here messing with our lives, yeah, lead is gonna fly. Too late to run.
Bonnie Ray, Lead Is Gonna Fly. I say an OG one. How long ago did you release that? It was like 2019, wasn't it?
Actually, Lead Is Gonna Fly, I believe, was released back in 2007.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
It goes back quite a ways.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I like that one. I think that's probably... It was my most played tune of yours until I heard Small Town, which we're going to get into.
Okay.
But I want to talk about how, I mean, a great performer, and you've got some movie and film credits to your name, but you're known as a songwriter.
Yes.
And rightfully so. How did you get into songwriting? Because some people try it, and they're like, that's not for me, but you kind of got into it, and you made it a career.
Right. Well, you know, I started really earnestly writing songs back when I was about 14 years old when I first got my first guitar. One of the reasons why I really got into country music was because of a good friend of mine, C.J. Roberts. And at the time, he had a hit called I'll Never Write Another Love Song back years and years ago.
Sure.
On the radio. And my mother used to babysit him. So I got the record and played it over and over again and learned how to play guitar. So I started writing songs when I was about 14. Were they great songs? No.
Could you remember the first song you ever wrote?
No.
No. Are you just saying that, or are you like, no?
Well, you know, they weren't great songs. You know, it was probably about a girl and breaking up and things like that.
Typically,
you know?
That's what it is.
But the older I got, the more I got into music and stuff, you know, I started writing better songs, and I started learning from fellow songwriters in Nashville how to actually structure a song and write a song. You know, there's a process to it.
There is.
But I only write what I know. I only write about, you know, my experiences in life. So
right.
Everything I write, there's some truth to it. So
I noticed that... especially off the air, we're talking about some of your recent releases, and you're really not talking about anything outside of your own circle,
right?
Which that's pretty admirable.
Yeah,
quite frankly, we're talking about the song "Small Town."
Oh yeah.
Now, I loved the fact that the music video really fits the song. I mean, it's not. Steven Spielberg wasn't involved, but
no.
I mean, it really captures the whole essence of the song. Small Town, I've heard it many times, but there's people here that haven't. Talked me through it. Small Town.
So Small Town is a positive song, and lately I've been writing a lot more positive songs, but I wrote Small Town about a small town where I live. I live in Clio, Michigan,
CL10.
The CL10, baby. Yeah, and I've been there for about 25 years now, I guess. Maybe a little longer. But the town that I live in is a tight-knit community that comes together in crisis, you know, no matter what it is, whether somebody's needs a transplant or whether somebody's house burnt down. In Clio, those people, when something happens tragically, they come together as a community, you know, and that's what small town's about. It's like living amongst a bunch of family members, really, you know.
They say it takes a village
to raise a
child, but also, I mean, so I get it. I mean, I live in a kind of a smaller community in Columbiaville. So I totally get it. Let's talk about the music video. If those of you who have not seen it later, not now, you're listening to us right now, but later, go to YouTube, look up Lonnie Ray Small Town. It's beautifully shot. I mean, it just really captures the whole thing. What was that? What was that whole experience like filming that video?
It was awesome. It was something that you know, I thought about and put together. Actually, Alan Yanglin came up with the idea. He said, you should shoot a video. And, you know, Alan's got a lot of great ideas. And I'm like,
Alan
all right.
is full of ideas.
Yes.
I love Alan.
And so we got a local guy to shoot the video for us out of Clio there. And we went into the Nightcap Tavern in downtown Clio.
Mm-hmm.
And asked Mr. Grassi if we could shoot there, and he says absolutely. And actually, the Nightcap Tavern, back when I was a big drinker, is where I, you know, pulled up a seat at the bar at, right?
Yeah.
So it was nothing new to me, you know, going in there and shooting a video. I actually got the old bartender that's since retired to go there, some of the people that were actually bartenders to go there. So in the video,
oh, wow.
Those are the people back when I hung out.
You brought people out of retirement for this video.
Yeah, I actually kept the lights on. Sherry and...
By drinking so much?
Yes. Sherry and Steve Tomosky used to own the place, and God rest Steve's soul. Yeah. Sherry's in the video, and... they sold the place shortly after I stopped drinking. So I'm just saying.
I'm sure there's not a...
there's definitely a correlation there, because I'm pretty sure that they couldn't afford to keep the electricity on. And so anyways, we went in there and shot the video, and we shot it in the small town there of Clio. And we actually debuted the... another of Alan's ideas. We debuted the video for everybody that was in the video. They could come at the Imagine Theaters in Birch Run.
Oh, wow.
So it was really cool to see this video up on this huge screen. And it was a process, but...
It is pretty cool. And I love... because we all love Brother Stone. And there's that one scene where he's walking through the door just waving at everybody. I don't even have... You can't even hear him, but I know exactly what he's saying. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Exactly.
And you know... Brother Stone, he actually has that as his profile picture.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play the tune right now. Here is Small Town, Lonnie Ray in studio on Sessions.
It's Friday night in my hometown. Headed to the Nightcap Tavern, gonna throw a few down. Jenny's counting quarters from the donate jar. Billy needs a transplant, we've raised $1,000 so far. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. Becky's pouring long drinks, there's burgers on the grill. Took a walk down Main Street just to smell it in the air. Everybody's gathering, the game is coming home. We're all cheering for them local boys, they've been playing real strong. Damn, I'm glad I made it home. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. Everybody pulls together in my hometown. We don't let each other down. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. There ain't no place I'd rather be than this place that I call home. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. This is what it's like in every little small town. Everybody knows everybody, everybody's down. We're pitching in and helping out a friend. This is what it's like in a small town. This is my hometown.
town. This is what it's like in a small town.
Hey, this is Lonnie Ray, and you're listening to Adam on Sessions.
Everything I do seems to make her cry. So I'm sitting on our deck and wondering why. A cold PBR in my hand. All this beat up old guitar feels like a long lost friend. But I'm right. She don't need me no more. Lord knows she ain't my first mistake. Oh, but somehow through it all I've stayed right as rain. Yeah, I'm right as rain. And I'm damn proud of my last name. I was raised by some good old boys. Yeah, they were right as rain. Right as rain. Yeah, right as rain. Right as rain. Yeah, they were right as rain. Right as rain. They were right as rain. Oh. They were right as rain. Lord, right as rain. Oh. They were right as rain. Yeah, they were right as rain. They taught me everything. They were right as rain. Yeah, 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 right as rain. Lord, right as rain. What knows if we still born? They taught me everything. Yeah, they were right as rain. Yeah, they were right as rain. Yeah, they were right as rain.
C.J. Roberts, Right as Rain, right here on Sessions, written by Mr. Lonnie Ray. We're going to talk about that song, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but Terry forgot to tell me to go into a commercial break, so we got to go ahead and do that. Here's some bills on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV, back after this. Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series, where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. p.m. The Pink 50s, Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's a Sessions concert series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge. All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Lonnie Ray in studio with me, and I screwed up. I played a tune, and I gave you credit. Correct me.
C.J. Roberts wrote Right as Rain. Yes. I just produced it.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
He's an excellent songwriter.
Great tune.
Right.
And here's the thing, and apologies to C.J. Roberts, not just for saying that Lonnie wrote your tune, but I'm just finding out about what great music he's putting out, because I have been a host of a Michigan-made music show for like 7 years, but it's like one of those, it's like chess.
Yeah.
A minute to learn, a lifetime to master. So I'm always finding out new stuff. And now that you've kind of given me the deep dive on C.J. Roberts, I'm going to research him and
for sure
play check some stuff. Out. And maybe he's been commenting, so maybe I could even get him in studio at some point.
Well, sure
he he's would. Talking, especially he brings Kogels, because apparently on the chat he's got Kogels on the grill.
Right. Can't pass up a good Kogel, that's for sure.
Oh, no. And there's a lot of people from Michigan who are like, no, you cannot pass that up. Lonnie Ray in studio, the singer-songwriter extraordinaire, and you have an IMDb.com page. Now, how do you get involved with having things for NCIS and Dexter? How does that work?
Well, you write good songs, I guess. Years ago, back around 2010, I had a company out of Los Angeles that contacted me. Actually through Reverb Nation at the time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to use one of my songs in a little show on Showtime called Dexter.
Yeah. We've heard of it, yes. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Some little art house kind of thing.
And at the time, you know, in the music business, you always see these scams, you know, coming across your email and stuff. So I didn't take it serious for a long time, and the guy kept bugging me. And finally, I said, all right, what's this all about? And that's actually when I started my publishing company. And because he made me, you know, start a publishing company in order to do this. And subsequently,
made you get paid.
Yeah. He's like,
what
you got
to
do this, right? He said, you got to do this in order to make money in the music business. And I was like, okay, what's this all about? So he used the song that he asked for in one of the episodes of Dexter. And it's during a sex scene in Dexter. And there's not a lot of sex scenes in Dexter. And that's my song playing on the radio. Yeah. My wife said, go figure, right? But they subsequently I ended up with money in my account, and I was like, wow, there's something to this.
Nice.
It sure beats being on the road and playing bars every night. So that kind of kickstarted my career into getting licensing deals. Since then, I've done NCIS, I've done Appetite for Love on the Hallmark Channel. I can't honestly on my IMDb.
I scrolled it. It's extensive. Do they contact you, or do you contact them?
So that publishing company actually, they are the ones that take care of everything. I don't have anything to do with it. They just send me money, and then I get paid every 3 months royalties or whatever. But
nice.
They take care of all that. But just recently, I signed a deal, a major deal with Sony and Universal Publishing, to continue on and putting more and more songs of my publishing repertoire into their catalog. So I'm hoping to get. I published 3 Days Dirty, of course, and Ross Mead, some of Ross Mead songs.
Yes,
and so I'm hoping to get those into this catalog as well, so that we can start, you know.
So we can hear a 3 Days Dirty tune during a Spider-Man movie? Wouldn't that be great?
It could happen. It could happen. So we're working on that. Yeah, for sure. So that's kind of how the IMDb thing started and the credits started. I'm actually one of the notable composers on APM Music Publishing out of Los Angeles now.
Oh, wow.
So
royalty sitting in my studio right now.
So that's kind of cool. I'm still just me, though, man. Still living in a small town, right?
Yeah, we kind of touched on that earlier, is your writing and everything else is, you're not going to write about some war that you've never been in. You're not going to write about aliens. You're going to write about what you know.
Right.
And that's like Terry's like, I cannot mess up his coffee or I'm going to end up in a song.
Right, exactly.
Detroit City.
Detroit City.
Let's talk about that, because I'm gonna apologize. You released this like 2 months ago. It got underneath my radar, so I just heard this today?
I didn't push it out a lot like I normally do with songs. I wrote this actually fairly quickly, from beginning to putting it out was like maybe a month's time. I went down to Detroit. Detroit's an incredible city.
It is.
And they're making an incredible comeback, right?
I mean,
from where they was 20 years ago.
Especially with the Lions.
Right. But my daughter works for a PR firm down there.
Okay.
And she got us some tickets to go see the opening of the train station, the Central.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Station. That show? Oh, yes. My God. Oh, wow.
Diana Ross. Oh, my God.
Eminem. And, yeah. Oh, my God.
It was just a phenomenal show.
Wow.
And we kind of walked around, you know, down around downtown. It was like, wow, this is really something. You know, that whole area. It's incredible what Ford did for that whole area, right? Yep. And I had been hearing a story. You know, I'm an associate broker in real estate, and I've been hearing the stories through some of my continuing education classes about this project that Ford put on. And so the idea of Detroit City came from that visit down there. And so it was real quick.
Let's check it out. Here's Lonnie Ray. He's live in studio right now. Here's Detroit City on Sessions.
Sitting in your soul, can you feel that? Can you feel that? Detroit City. From you, one kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to.
One kiss,
girl, I really need
one kiss.
Girl, I gotta have
one kiss.
It really gets me going. I really need a kiss from you. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to.
One kiss,
girl, you really get me.
One kiss,
really makes my knees
ache. One kiss,
it really gets me going. I think I need a kiss from you. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. I think I'm really needing to. I think I'm really needing to. Come on.
One kiss,
girl, I really need
it. One kiss,
girl, I gotta have
it. One kiss,
it really gets me going. I really need a kiss from you. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. One kiss in the morning gets me going. Noon, I need another from you. One kiss in the evening gets me feeling. I think I'm really needing to. I think I'm really needing to.
Lonnie Ray, One Kiss, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio. And thank you very much to those of you chiming in through the video. Apparently, we got things all screwed up over here. We got to get the IT team working. Apparently, you can hear us during the songs, and then we turn the mics off. You can't hear the songs, which completely it dissolves the whole reason why we do Facebook Live. But my apologies. We'll make things better. One Kiss, Lonnie, talk me through this one.
Oh, it was just a fun song to write, you know. I was walking around the house one day and looked at my wife and said, "One kiss, girl, I gotta have one kiss." You know,
she's like, "Take out the trash,
right? Yeah, scrub the floors, do the dishes."
You're not a country star in here. Come right? on, oh, garbage yeah. disposal needs fixing.
Yeah, I still gotta take the trash out. I just bought a bigger trash can. So.
Yeah, Dexter paid for this trash
can. That's right.
It could fit a body in here.
Actually, the movie 50 to 1 paid for that trash can. But anyways, yeah, One Kiss. Yeah, it's just a simple song, a fun song that I wrote. And then I got this idea. I said, you know, I was at a hockey game or something, and they had the Kiss cam up.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that would be awesome to have One Kiss as the Kiss cam song. There's 27,000 arenas across the United States.
Sure.
I called up a publishing company out of Missouri that handles this kind of stuff, and he's trying to get a contract right now to where it's $100 a year for each stadium to use this song One Kiss for their Kiss cam.
Oh. So for each arena, it's nothing, but
right.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
I get the Lonnie Ray smiles again.
I told him you get them all and you can do it for $100 and we'll talk about a commission for him. So anyway, so we're working on that.
Yeah, CJ Roberts chimes in. You were talking about the tune Detroit City. He says, you was digging deep in your Motown bag, little brother.
Absolutely. You know, Motown goes back to when I was a kid watching my mother sing Diana Ross in the mirror with a brush, a hairbrush.
Really?
You know, oh yeah, you know, back 2, 3, 4 years old.
And some great stuff that came out in the 60s.
Awesome.
Oh my God, have you written your best song yet?
No.
You got more?
I think so.
Anything in the works that we can talk about, or
no, nothing that's really going on right now. We worked quite a bit on Incredible. I know that everybody out there has been wanting to hear Incredible.
Yeah, you're gonna give us a first little taste about it.
Yeah,
I have to admit, I actually peeked. I peeked underneath the wrapping, nice. and I checked it out, and it is kind of like what we talked about. You write within your circumference of your world.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you're kind of not preaching to us, but you're telling us, here's what I would like to see.
Yeah. It, in today's turmoil and what's going on in the world, across the world, I think we need more positive things to rejoice in. And one of the things that everybody across this world can actually rejoice in is the world that we live in. It's incredible. It absolutely is incredible. To me, you know, I can go out and watch an ant build something for an hour and just go, wow. You know, how incredible is that? That an ant can lift like, I don't know, 100 times their body weight. Just things like that, you know, nature. I love sitting out in nature and watching deer go by and the stars at night and all that stuff. We're just small people in this whole equation. And if we look at the world as it is, as an incredible thing to be a part of, that's kind of what this song's about. Alan Yinglin actually came up with the music on this. It was a lot slower. And it kind of resonated with me, the music wise, of something that I've been wanting to say for a long time.
Yeah.
And I finally got it out. And the song starts off, take a walk out your front door and tell me what you see. You know,
yeah.
It's not all doom and gloom, like they're saying on TV. And so we sped it up. I got Smoke and George Winters on the keys on this, Alan Yinglin on bass, a new friend that I happened to meet by the name of Jim Marshuk on drums. Guy's an incredible drummer, you know. And I sent him the song and I said, you want to try this in the studio? And he was just happy as could be to come do it. Dottie Allen from Newsmaker, you know, remember her? She's with D&D now.
I know Newsmaker, but I don't.
Yeah, Dottie came in and did background vocals. I'm grateful for her for being on that. And Bill Strickler on lead guitars. So I got an incredible bunch of people. We did it at Mike Matthews' studio over in Burton. And then I sent it down to a good friend of mine down in Nashville, Pat Lassiter. he mixed it and mastered it, and yeah, I'm very happy with how the song turned out.
Now we're gonna check it out today, but when can people get it? Is it October 4th?
Yeah, October 4th. It releases on all your online stores, so they can pick it up then or stream it, do whatever they want. You know, it's just, to me, it is probably one of my better songs that I've written in a long time.
I like it,
and the reason I was able to write such a good song, I guess, is because it's what I wanted to say for a long time, and I finally got it out.
You did.
It was therapy.
I can't wait for other people to hear it when it comes out. Lonnie, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you
for having me. Here's Lonnie Ray, a sneak peek. We're going to take a peek under the wrapping. Here's Lonnie Ray, Incredible. And it ends this episode of Sessions. Good night, everybody.
Take a walk out your front door and tell me what you see. Is it all doom and gloom like they're saying on TV? Can you walk through your meadows like our fathers did before? Or are you hiding from this beautiful world behind your locked doors? This world's incredible. It's so incredible. Dip your toes down in the ocean, smell the summer breeze. Buy your favorite scoop of ice cream from that local Taste Freeze. Drop by to help a neighbor who's working on their car. Take a deep breath, take it all in, right there where you are. This world's incredible. It's so incredible. Have you told your best friend lately you appreciate their worth? Have you done your little part today to save this precious earth? Were you kind to that stranger when they asked a helping hand? Are you spreading all your joy and love all across this wonderland? This world's incredible. It's so incredible. Dip your toes down in the ocean and smell the summer breeze. Buy your favorite scoop of ice cream from that local Tasty Freeze. Drop by to help a neighbor who's working on their car. Take a deep breath, take it all in, right there where you are. This world's incredible. It's so incredible. This world's incredible.